Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. If you would get out your sermon notes for this morning, grab a pencil or a pen and follow along. On the back is the study guide for this week that follows along with our sermon. And you can take this home, and as well as your bulletin and those updates that Jay had for prayer concerns. Keep these beside your prayer chair. And as you spend time with God, you have a devotion there for you as well. I invite you to do that. A pastor friend of mine, Adam Hamilton, pastor of Church of the Resurrection, wrote a book called Leading Beyond the Walls. It is an awesome book and one that I suggest you read if you have not read it at this point. He asks three powerful questions in that book. And I think it's questions that I believe we should ask ourselves. And we've talked about these before, but I want to focus on one of the questions this morning. So I'm just going to quickly lift them up again. Number one, why do people need Jesus? That is his first question. Why do people need Jesus? And he says that people need Jesus because the deepest problems facing our society are, at their core, spiritual problems. And I would agree with that. People need Jesus because the deepest problems facing our society are, at their core, spiritual problems. The second question he asks is, why do people need the church? Now, when we talked about this before, I lifted up several reasons why people need the church. But the church, a couple reasons, is the church is to be Jesus to the world. The church is to be Jesus to the world. And also, it is essential to be involved in the church to become a deeply committed Christian. But today I want to focus on the third question that he raises. Why do people need this particular church? Why do people need this particular church? Now, Adam's claim is that until a church finds the answer to all of these questions, it is a church that flounders. It is a church that doesn't understand its purpose in the world, let alone in its community that it is a part of. And so it flounders. And to be an effective church community, Adam states, we need to answer all three of these questions. Now, this week I want to focus on the third question, is why do people need this particular church? And I want to focus on our church community, obviously, and as to why people might need this particular church. And so the first thing I wanted to do was lift up First Church's purpose, and that is to make new Christian disciples by spreading God's hope and serving as the hands of Jesus in our church, community, and world. Let's read that together. First Church's purpose is to make new Christian disciples by spreading God's hope and serving as the hands of Jesus in our church, community, and world. How many knew that was our purpose? Okay. So, how can we as a church spread God's hope? How can we as a church spread God's hope? Let me ask it another way. If you, as an individual, don't feel hopeful, can this church community feel hopeful? And if we as a church community don't feel hopeful, can we be Christian disciples that spreads God's hope? Another way to think about this is if many of us are running spiritually shallow. You understand what I'm saying? Let's say many of us in this church, and this is not placing any, I'm not being accusatory here at all. I'm just saying if this was the case and we were running spiritually shallow as individuals, what would this church community be spiritually? shallow.